Fred Ogg isn't shying away from his checkered past. The Sudbury man made a series of troubling choices. For years, he struggled with a serious drug addiction, then ended up serving an 8-year sentence for manslaughter stemming from a violent altercation in 2014. But in prison, Ogg said, you're confronted with two stark choices. Turn your life around or end up dead. Ogg, with two young grandkids who barely knew him, opted to fix things. He served his time, stayed sober, looked for work. But that search wasn't easy. I applied repeatedly for work all over the place, Ogg said. But I couldn't find work, couldn't find anybody that wanted to hire an ex-con. While serving out the last few months of his sentence at a halfway house in Sudbury, Ogg learned of Community Builders, a fledgling nonprofit group in Sudbury willing to overlook his past, a barrier to employment, take him in, and retrain the former prisoner for the workforce. I met up with Casey, Jewers, at the library. She didn't care what the problem was, as long as I wanted to work and wanted to succeed. After an interview with Community Builders, Ogg signed up for their 12-week course, learning about construction site fundamentals and picking up some foundational skills for the workplace. For me, it was more about interpersonal skills, Ogg said. 8 years is a long time in prison. There's a lot of rough edges when you get out of jail. Ogg said he had to relearn everyday interactions. Dealing with authority figures, for example, can be a challenge for people who have served time. Adjustment is key. It doesn't pay to be a nice guy in prison. It doesn't help to get along with people, he said. It's really easy to become institutionalized, to look at the world like it's us against them. But that's not how it works out there on the site. Community Builders, a nonprofit group with locations in Barrie and Sudbury, provides construction training and employment to vulnerable and at-risk populations. Community Builders photo. Ogg was part of the first cohorts at Community Builders. He said the first few days were a bit of a challenge, smoothing out those rough edges, getting back into a daily routine, as participants are expected to be ready for training every morning by 7:30 a.m. But everyone involved in the program was on the same page. Now, with just a few months left in his parole, Fred Ogg is employed as a carpenter in North Bay. He was part of the $3 million renovation at Canadian Tire, and ready to give back to the community. A lot of guys don't make it through their parole, Ogg said. Not unless they have a support system. Community Builders really helped me. Ogg rings out a list of people who have helped him find his footing. People involved with the John Howard Society, a library employee who put him in the right direction, even his first foreman who made sure he had transportation to and from work. From ex-con to apprentice carpenter in just a few months. But it began, Ogg said, with a person, or a group of people, willing to take a chance on a man with a questionable past. Community Builders, a success story in Northern Ontario. Community Builders, with locations in Barrie and Sudbury, has made taking such chances part of its mandate. On its website, Community Builders describes itself as a social enterprise, providing training and employment to meet the growing needs of the community's most vulnerable and at-risk populations. The group takes on cohorts of people who face barriers to finding work, such as addictions, employment gaps, little formal education, or like Ogg, a criminal record, and helps train them for jobs in the construction industry. It's a 12-week program that teaches them the fundamentals of the worksite and some basic introductions to common construction tasks, not to mention the soft skills that go along with working as part of a crew. For our clients, this is often the next step, Carly Gasparini, Community Builders Executive Manager, told Northern Ontario Business. You do all the work to get yourself into recovery or to get secure housing, or get your life back to where you want it to be. Employment is the next natural step to finding purpose and to having a good income. How it works is this. A contracting group, like Raise the Roof, a nonprofit aiming to build more affordable housing, will commit to a new project, like renovating existing units into secondary suites. They contact Community Builders to hire the people needed. That could be framing, painting, drywall, or any number of hands-on skills needed in the construction industry. Community Builders acts as a method of vouching for the graduates. By the time that 12 weeks of training is over, we can honestly say to private employers, here's all the things that they've gotten access to do, and here's what they're good at. So far, Gasparini said, the program has been a huge success. It's going incredibly well, Gasparini said. Two cohorts ago, 100% of our graduates were hired immediately. In this last cohort, all but two were hired straight out of the program, and those two were hired within 3 months. Want more business news from the North? Sign up for our newsletter. Since the Community Builders program began, Gasparini said, their success rate of getting graduates hired hovers around 89%. They currently have four full crews out doing work on a regular basis, with an expectation that those participants will soon be helping fill some labor gaps in the construction industry. So far, Gasparini said the last 2 years has seen 31 people in Sudbury joining the ranks of the employed. But it's not just about charity or goodwill. Community Builders is leaning on people like OG to plug some vital holes in the labor market. Many communities are struggling to find trades workers, and the group is hoping that providing more hands in the market will help spur construction. The province estimates that Ontario will need 100,000 more construction workers to help deliver its infrastructure plans, including 1.5 million homes by 2031. And it may come down to people like OG, just a few months shy of being a free man, that help ease the pressure on home buyers, renters and looking for assisted housing. That was a nice thing about working with Community Builders, OG said. At the end of the day, even if I was sore, I knew I was doing something good. Somebody was gonna get a place that they needed to live.